this is Brian Doyle with the International Sports Federation and Global Serve, and you are listening to the Youth Ministry Sherpas podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And just like that, we're live with our first ever podcast coming to you with Youth Ministry Sherpas.
Hey, thanks for listening today. My name's Steve Anderson.
And I'm Matthew McCabe.
We are the Youth Ministry Sherpas podcast. This is our first ever episode, and we're really excited that you're listening to us today.
Yeah, we are both youth pastors in Maryland.
I know, it's hard to believe. There's actually churches in Maryland.
Yes. Yep, here in the bastion of liberalism, we have found a way to make a case for Christ.
That's right. And probably the first podcast coming out of the Northeast for youth ministry. We're really excited to be able to do that. It's something we've been thinking about for quite a while.
Quite a long time. Yeah. So I'm the youth pastor at Cedarbrook Community Church, which is in Montgomery County, Maryland.
One of the most densely populated counties, I think, in the country, I believe.
That is correct.
And I'm a youth pastor at Mountain View Community Church, just up the road from Cedarbrook in Frederick, Maryland. And I've been here now for 18 years.
And Steve and I have been friends for, a better part of 11 years now. And had this idea brewing for quite a long time. To do this podcast, and we're just excited to get it off the ground.
Yeah, we're part of a local youth pastors network here. It's something that's really important to us. Kind of started about 10, 12 years ago. We had a tragedy in our youth ministry. During that time, some of the other youth pastors in the area were reaching out to me and offering their encouragement and support. And it just became imperative to me that I gather with other youth workers to pray for our students and families and churches in this area. And that was a pretty difficult thing to get going.
Yeah, so he sent a postcard out. I had actually just recently moved to the area from Portland, Oregon, and sitting in my office one day, and I see this postcard, and it was a terrible looking postcard, and I say that with all the love in the world.
Oh my gosh, it was beautiful. It was a work of art.
If those of you who have been around, think 1990s clip art. Actually, yes. Came straight from the Youth Specialties clip art bundle.
It did. I think there were like four discs, so I don't know if it was disc one, two, three, or four.
Well,
but it
should
was a
have
special
been
piece of clip art.
Disc zero. It was a sumo wrestler. And beyond what the postcard looked like, it was an invitation to come and pray together with other youth workers. And honestly, I was just getting my feet under me, and so I ignored the first couple of cards.
Yeah, as did everybody else, apparently, because nobody came.
Nobody came. And then a couple of months in, though, then I just caught it one day and I thought, you know what? I need to start making some connections around here. And I decided to show up. So I showed up, and evidently I was the only one who had that thought, because it was just Steve and I that first month. And, but we prayed together, and it was the beginning of what I consider one of my greatest friendships.
Yeah. By that time, I'd been here about 6 years, and just realized we can't do this alone. You can't do youth ministry in an isolated box. You have to be in community outside your church even to be able to sustain this and have life and keep going. And so when Matthew showed up to pray and we established a friendship, it became something really cool.
Yeah, very, very life-giving. And of course, over the months, then a few other people actually listened to the postcard and they showed up. And we actually built quite a little group, and even some really cool combined youth ministry events came out of it. And we've been meeting together now. We pray on the first Friday of every month for the better part of 10 years now. Yeah. And some of the people in that group are some of my best friends.
Yeah. And so we're just at a point in our lives and our ministries where we feel like we've been down the path a little bit, and we have some wisdom to share and some stories to tell. And we want to use and leverage what God has blessed us with and encourage other youth workers to keep going.
Yeah, we're both outside the curve. as it were, in youth ministry, being that our given ages do not fall within the normal range of student pastors.
That's true. In fact, one of us is actually in his fifth decade of life. That would be me. I'm 52 years old now.
The other one of us is staring right into the eyes of that fifth decade, having just turned 49 years old.
Yeah. So we're still alive. We're still kicking. We still love what we do. We plan to stay at it for a while. But this season of our lives is one where we want to use our experience and really encourage other youth workers to keep going.
Yep. And so the idea of the youth ministry Sherpas. So
yeah.
Sherpas, it's a concept that comes from the idea of people who are native to that land.
That's right. You know, if you know anything about climbing or, you know, Mount Everest stories, you know about Sherpas. They are people who have lived in that region all their lives. They are amazing partners for people trying to make that climb. They have incredible gifts and skills and abilities.
Yeah, and because they're native to that land, they're acclimatized. And so because they've lived in that land for so long that it's not a shock to them sort of what the situation is like. And so it allows them to do a lot more than sort of somebody new in that game could do.
Yeah, Matthew, how long have you been in youth ministry?
I have been in youth ministry for 27 years.
That is quite a feat to
survive
that long.
I would call them native to the land. How about you, Steve?
Yeah, I've been in youth ministry in this position here for 18 years. And this is my 18th year. And overall, I think it's 27 years as well. So
there you go. So you got a couple of people who are natives of the land. We've acclimatized, seen a lot of changes over the years, and yet so many things that just actually stay the same.
Yeah, that's true. Well, so one of the things that we really are intentional about is helping others carry their burdens. So we try to encourage other youth workers in this area, and that's part of what this podcast is about. So we want to be here to carry some of your burdens and help you along the path so that you can keep going.
Yep, share stories that we've had that you can maybe relate to, feel like maybe I'm not alone in this journey, because you're not, although it can feel that way sometimes. And so hopefully as we go and the stories we tell and the forums that we open up here for conversation as a part of this will just be a way for you to be honest and open in a way that you keep going.
Sherpas serve as a guide. That they help people along the path. They show them the way to make it to the summit. Because they know the terrain, they can do that in a way that is safe and it provides direction.
Yeah, because they know the trail so well, they know the path, they know where not to step. They know, hey, if you step over there, chances are you're going to slide off that cliff and it's going to be over. And so, again, given the years that we've had the opportunity to do this, we know the trail, we know the path, we know the mistakes that can be made because we've made them.
We have stumbled many, many times. In fact, we're pretty much beaten up by now. So.
Yeah. If there was a mistake to be made in student ministry, I'm guessing Steve or I have made it perhaps multiple times.
Probably.
And so hopefully
together, even.
Maybe even today. I think that has happened. And so what we're hoping is that we're able to maybe illuminate some of those pitfalls, some of those places where you can really get tripped up and maybe save you from having to learn the hard way.
Yeah. So maybe you're a youth worker who is new to the game. You've only been in it a short time. You might be in a small church, a larger church. Or you might be a volunteer, maybe just doing this out of the goodness of your heart. It's something that you feel God's called you to do. Whatever the circumstances that you find yourself in, we hope that this is helpful to you and encouraging to you. And we hope that we can come alongside you and help you along the way.
Yeah, one of the things that Sherpas do along the way as well is they help you keep going. You know, it can be a difficult and long journey, and the days are long, the challenges are big, and that doesn't seem to be changing anytime soon. Yeah. And so there's going to be a lot of times where you're going to want to throw in the towel, you're going to want to quit. Just like I'm sure for those hikers, those people that summit Everest, I'm sure there are times where they just want to turn around and head back down, and you need somebody there to say, no, keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going. It's worth it. The effort, the struggle, the challenges are all going to be worth it in the end. And of course, Steve and I have been in it long enough to actually know that to be true, that given the challenges, it's worth every minute.
Yeah, I think we're in a stage of our ministries now where we see it as even more rewarding than it was when we were younger. We're seeing some of the benefits of longevity, and I can't overstate how valuable and meaningful that's been to me personally, and I'm sure it is to you as well, Matthew. And so we really want to help others make it to that point. That would be a win for us to see youth workers be able to stay in it for a long time.
Just keep going. Yeah, even just yesterday I interviewed, during our morning service, I interviewed a former student who's now doing mission work in Frankfurt, Germany.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he's reaching refugees from a Muslim background and just on fire for the Lord. And I'm telling you, this kid, when he was in youth group, was absolutely a doofus. He caused me so many problems. He lived a double life. He just was a difficult
yeah.
kid. And yesterday, he just said in front of the church, he said, thank you to this church yeah. for not giving up on me when I was a doofus. And there were hard times, but man, yeah. it is definitely rewarding. So we want to help you keep going.
Yeah. And we've both been doofuses too. So we're really grateful that God has not given up on us and has kept us in it to this point in our lives. So as we unpack these episodes in the future, as we continue down this trail, we have lots of ideas about different subject matter for our podcast. And I think it's going to be really fun for you to listen to. We're going to make you laugh, hopefully going to make you cry and encourage you along the way.
Just want you to keep going. So a couple things that you could do to help us out is you could share this with other people that
Absolutely.
Are doing this so that they are aware of it. So maybe it can be an encouragement to them. You could give us a review on iTunes there just to help make this more known.
Yep.
That would be helpful.
You can visit our website, youthministrysherpas.com, and we're going to have blogs up there and different resources. We even have a PDF of of the original mailing with the sumo wrestler that you may want to print and send to your friends to gather a network together in your area.
Yeah, you might want to do that, or you might want to just use it as a template to maybe drop a different graphic in there. But, you know, either way, whatever you want to do.
So on the website, you can find our show notes from today's episode. You can also find links to our Facebook page, our Instagram account. And again, as Matthew said, if you could give us a review on iTunes, Youth Ministry Sherpa's podcast, that will help spread the word and get the word out that people can listen and be encouraged by this.
And the link to the Facebook page would be key too. We want to have the Facebook page be a place where we actually have dialogue going on
right.
and we can have a forum for conversation. And so we'd love to hear your stories, love to hear who's listening, love to hear where you are, what you're doing, where you are in your journey with youth student ministry. And if you have suggestions for episode topics,
please.
We're definitely open to that. Whatever would help you out is where we want to be.
Great. So again, thanks for listening today. We're going to end this podcast now and record episode one. So I hope it's going to be good. I'm sure it will be. Give it a listen.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
That was really bad.
That was a lame, soft ending.